This is Bird Note. When a Carolina wren tips back its head and sings, something remarkable happens. A Carolina wren can sing so loudly that you almost have to shout to be heard over its song. Wrens aren't the only small birds with big voices, but they are the best known for this ability. How can a bird like a Carolina wren, all of 5.5 inches long and weighing only as much as 4 nickels, produce so much sound? The answer lies in the songbird's vocal anatomy. Unlike the human voice, which comes from the larynx way up at the top of the windpipe, a bird's song comes from deep within its body. Birds produce song in a structure called the syrinx, located at the bottom of the windpipe, where the bronchial tubes diverge to the lungs. The syrinx is surrounded by an air sac, and the combination works like a resonating chamber to maintain or amplify sound. Evolution has given birds a far more elaborate sound mechanism than it's given humans. Where we wound up with a flute, songbirds got bagpipes. Bird songs for Bird Note come from the Macaulay Library at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. Today's show brought to you by the Bobolink Foundation. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.